Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Lynn Varco. Lynn is the Policy and Engagement Associate with the Minnesota Catholic Conference, and he's going to tell us about a really big event coming up on April 15th of this year. Welcome to KDWA, Lynn. How are you?
Thank you, Mo. Doing well. Excited to be here and talking about Catholics at the Capitol.
Well, we love that. So first of all, tell us about the organization, Minnesota Catholic Conference.
The Minnesota Catholic Conference is the policy and legislative voice of the state's bishops and the Catholic Church in Minnesota. So Catholics at the Capitol is a way that we can bring together Catholics from all around the state to fulfill our mission. And our mission is to advocate for policies that uphold life, dignity, and the common good of Minnesota. The purpose of Minnesota Catholic Conference, and by extension this event, is to form Catholics in the teachings of the Church, inform them on how to apply into action those teachings so they can take them to the public square and transform communities to uphold life, dignity, and the common good. And another really interesting part of this event, Catholics at the Capitol, is that it helps people understand that politics isn't simply division and partisan back and forth, although there is a little bit of that, I guess, in any political environment that you work in, but that it's really about decisions that we make and about how we're going to live together. And so we see this event as a way that Catholics can cross the partisan divide and defend principles of dignity, life, and the common good. And so that's what makes it unique. If listeners are interested in this, they can learn more about the event, all the details at catholicsatthecapitol.org.
So the event is going to be on the 15th of April. You are promoting the 2021 Catholics at the Capitol as a hybrid edition. What does that mean, please?
Right. So the event is actually held every other year. So the last time we held it was in 2019. This year, because of COVID, the event is going to have two parts. Both on the same day, April 15th, there will be an in-person event at the Cathedral in St. Paul, and Catholics can join us in person or they can join online and take part in that event. And to learn more about how you register, you can go to catholicsatthecapitol.org, and there's a register button at the top, and you can learn how to, you can learn what option might fit best for you. The theme of this year's gathering is On Mission for Life and Dignity, and it's an opportunity for all Minnesota Catholics to be formed in the principles of our Catholic faith, of something called Catholic social teachings, teaching as it pertains to social life. And more importantly, they can be informed on issues at the Capitol that are directly impacting life and dignity. So, for example, we are working on opposing the legalization of the recreational use of marijuana, and we're working on other issues that are impacting life, such as opposing the legalization of assisted suicide. So this is a chance for Catholics to see up close how the legislative process works, and it also helps them understand that not every single bill that is being considered will become law. And so in that sense, it equips Catholics that attend to speak with their legislators on issues that are moving forward. And that's actually the second part of the event, because we're not able to meet with legislators in person on April 15th. On April 16th, everyone that registers will be invited to a virtual meeting with their legislator that we are putting together as well. So they'll have the chance to be informed on the first day, and then on the second day, on April 16th, they'll be able to have these virtual meetings to put into practice all the great things that they learned and share their perspective on key policy issues that the Minnesota Catholic Conference is working on up at the Capitol.
So this is all Minnesotans. It's not just members of the Archdiocese of Minneapolis-St. Paul.
That's right. The Minnesota Catholic Conference is the policy and legislative voice of the state's bishops, and so that would be all of the dioceses in the state of Minnesota.
So obviously we're dealing with a pandemic. What kinds of plans do you have in place for that besides this virtual option on the 16th?
Exactly. So the COVID-19 restrictions continue to affect our state. And like I said a moment ago, we'll be hosting Catholics at the Capitol as a hybrid model. Participants will have the option to join in person or online. And both ways will offer quality programming. They'll have the talks from our speakers, and it'll be an opportunity to make a difference in your community, whether you are there in person or you are at home. The in-person event, participants will have the opportunity to rally together as a community of Minnesota Catholics. We're going to be observing all COVID-19 safety precautions, including masking and social distancing inside the cathedral, which is quite large space, so we'll all be able to space out. And virtually, for those who prefer to join us remotely, they will be able to do that from the comfort of their home, but we're committed to offering an online format that will be informative and engaging all the same.
You know, I think that's great because a lot of times people might want to go, but something stands in the way. But this is an opportunity for people to not have to travel from their home if they still want to participate.
That's right. We really don't want people to worry either way. And so we want to make sure that we offer options that make people comfortable, knowing that whether they're there in person or they're at home, that their safety and their well-being is of paramount concern. And we're going to be doing everything to make sure that ensure that that happens.
So, Lynn, I know that you need to register ahead of time, and you can do that at CatholicsAtTheCapitol.org. But would you be so kind as to tell us what the pricing is? And I would assume it's a different price for in-person versus a virtual event.
That's right. In-person registration is $20, and that is open through March 31st. And the virtual pricing is $10 and also open through March 31st. Students and children under the age of 22 are free. That's another added benefit that we have as well. We try to make it affordable and accessible. I think that will be the greatest way we can get the largest number of people to be involved, whether they choose to be there in person or to do it virtually.
So what does the ticket price include, please?
The ticket pricing includes the breakfast in the morning. It includes the speakers, discussion, and networking and prayer at the cathedral. It's a chance to connect with great Catholic organizations and exhibitors. And it's also a chance to get some more training and education about how to talk with your legislator and how you can make a difference in your district. Meetings with the legislators, like I said a moment ago, will be happening virtually on April 16th. So if you register for the event on the 15th, you'll be sent information about how to register and be involved in those virtual meetings on the 16th. And then there'll be an opportunity to pray together, including a celebration of Mass at 8 a.m. on April 15th at the cathedral, and then benediction at the end of the day at the state capitol. So it's really a whole day of meeting and building relationships with Catholics across Minnesota. On the virtual side of your ticket, what that brings you is, again, all of this access to all the speakers, discussion, and prayer. We're going to have a dedicated virtual MCs who we have brought on board, especially to bring exclusive interviews and sponsor highlights and more. All of the training and education about how to talk with your legislator and how you can make a difference will still be part of that as well. So they'll get full experience and full exposure to that. And then because they're doing it virtually, the meetings with the legislators on the 16th would be also this done the same way. And they'd still be able to participate in Mass in the morning. And so we want to make it as seamless and as engaging as possible.
It sure sounds like it. Lynn, tell me a little bit more about some of the speakers. What will they talk about?
Yeah, we have a really exciting list of speakers this year, and I think considering everything that's happened in the world in the last year or so, I think these speakers people will find fruitful, and I think they'll find a lot of purpose in what they say. So we first have an internationally renowned pro-life leader named Obianeju Ikocha. She is originally from Nigeria and currently lives in the United Kingdom. Uju is the foundress of Culture of Life Africa and has worked with lawmakers and political influencers from across the globe on issues concerning African women's health, youth, families, healthcare, foreign aid, and education. So she is a dynamic, outspoken leader in this field who is doing so much to bring attention to so many of these issues. And then the other speaker we have is Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles, who is currently the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops president, so a really important role. And he has written a great book called Immigration and the Next America, Renewing the Soul of Our Nation. For him, it's really a personal and passionate and practical contribution to the debate, both national and local, on immigration, pointing the way toward recovery of America's highest ideals. So we're excited about both of those. We'll then have panel discussions as well with some political leaders from the Capitol. So individuals will be able to see, whether they're there in person or virtually, the dynamic of how legislation and policymaking occurs at the Capitol. And again, a great primer for how they might want to approach their own legislative visits that they'll have the following day.
So Lynn, who do you think is the typical person that will attend this?
Well, I think it really runs the gambit. I think it can be people who are interested in politics, to people who have done more work in this area, to people who have really maybe are just beginners. So it really is for any Catholic who wants to learn more about how to become active in the political process and politics and make positive change as an advocate for human life and dignity. And we really hope that this event helps people think differently about politics, that it's not just partisan divide, but as Catholics, we're called to uphold life and dignity and common good, which can span political divide, and that's really part of our calling, what Christ calls us to do. And so you don't need to be a policy expert or a policy wonk or an insider to make a difference. The presence of any Catholic and all Catholics will speak volumes to elected officials, because ultimately they are responsible to the people they represent. And it can be just a handful of motivated Catholics talking to a legislator that can change a perspective or change someone's heart and mind on an issue. And that's the significance of what we're trying to do at the event, is really encourage Catholics from across the state to be part of the political process and share their thoughts and their ideas, and also celebrate the great work that the church has done in this area and help legislators understand what it means to support life and dignity throughout life.
So I'm trying to get a better feel for what the day will be like. You will start the day at the cathedral. So will you have these breakout sessions and these speakers right in the body of the cathedral? How does that work?
That's right. So the event on April 15th, whether you're there in person or virtually, will begin with a mass at 8 a.m. And then the official program will begin at 10 a.m. with Archbishop Gomez speaking at 10:30. And then we're going to have some additional programming after that speech and breakout sessions. And then lunch will be at 11:30 with exhibitors available that participants can visit with, and then additional programming and breakout sessions. And then at 1:15, Uju Ikocha, who I mentioned earlier, will be speaking as well. And then at about 1:45 or so, we're going to transition to the Capitol outside on the grounds, because we're not there's not possible to go inside the Capitol at this point. And we're going to have benediction and a short program there to commemorate what we learned and discuss that day.
So it's about a mile, I know, between the Capitol and the cathedral. Is there transportation? Are we going to walk together? What do you see?
Yeah, we see that there will be a transition, like I mentioned earlier. We hope to have everyone to participate in this. If individuals are not able to participate, we will have bus and shuttle service, and it might be a combination of the two. We'll see how, of course, the weather's can be a wild card in Minnesota, and so that can also mitigate what we do or don't do. But we'll be able to announce all of our specific plans that day at the cathedral, so everyone attending in person will know exactly what they need to do.
So I would assume that space is limited for all of the many reasons that you just spoke about. How can people go about registering, please?
Yeah, that's a great question. Space really is limited for several different reasons because of the COVID-19 precautions that we're taking with social distancing and masking. The capacity of the cathedral will be limited, and also because all six dioceses in Minnesota are involved in promoting the event, we expect Catholics from across the state to attend, and we think tickets will sell out quickly. They're already selling pretty briskly. And we also need to accommodate people from all of Minnesota's 67 legislative districts, which are within the six dioceses. And so you can do the math on that pretty quickly, and it adds up. And so individuals who are interested in attending should go to catholics@thecapitol.org, and there's a register tab at the top, and you can click on that. And to register for the event in person is $20, and the virtual is $10. It's really a bargain, but make sure you register sooner than later, because the in-person will fill up. There is no cap on the virtual. Keep that in mind. But if you want to be there in person, there will be space limits on that.
Lynn, thank you so much for filling us in. We really appreciate it. Lynn Varco, he is the Policy and Engagement Associate with the Minnesota Catholic Conference, and the event is going to be Catholics at the Capitol. It's going to be on April 15th, and please do go to catholicsatthecapitol.org if you are interested in registering, because space is limited. Thank you so much, Lynn. I hope it's a great event for you.
Thank you, Mo.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.